Well, I don't never fool with watermelons enough. No, I just call them the yellow meat and red meat. Seems like the red meat, the yellow meat, to me is sweeter.
Uh-huh.
Than we plant out here. I really like them when they make good.
Yeah.
And, well, I like the red ones too. They're
I'm
sweet too.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you put salt on yours?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, sometimes. Where they're sweet like they. And yellow meat, and though I don't use no salt.
Yeah. I know more people that put salt on it, but my husband does it. And I just, it's weird. I don't understand putting salt on mine. It tastes good just like this.
I like most anything with a little salt.
You know what watermelon does to me? It makes my ears itch.
Sure enough.
Inside my ears, where you can't scratch it. You know, but way down there, it makes my ears itch.
Maybe that's what does mine sometimes. I get these here. Sticks with cotton on each end of it and put it in some alcohol.
Does that help?
Oh, yeah.
I'll try
sure
it
does.
Next time I eat some watermelon.
Wash them out. I like to wash them once in a while.
Yeah, it feels good. You know, sometimes you can hear better.
Dr. Chapman, I was over one day and he told me, he said, how do you do that? You got the cleanest ears ever I see anybody, every time you come in here. I do that every once in a while. Let's get the old yellow stuff out of it.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Seems like they go to itching once in a while.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I think they itch, too, if you eat something you're allergic to. I may be a little allergic to watermelons.
Mm-hmm. I just push that down in there and just spin it.
They say you have to be careful or you can hit your eardrum.
Yeah. As you go down, if you are moving that way, you can tell to not do it.
I wouldn't want to make a mistake.
Now you want if you'll just be easy and move it. Don't just gouge it all down in there at once.
Oh, let's see. What do you call little kind of small yellow crookneck sort of vegetable?
Squash.
Okay. Any name for it when you let it dry?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Raise enough of them to even think about it.
You can kick that all you want, doesn't matter.
Well, I just barely did touch it out. Yeah,
that
I don't
doesn't,
pay
that doesn't make any noise. You can't do that. So here, kick it. No, nobody ever know. Let's see. What do you call those little umbrella-shaped things that they, they grow in shade or in a muddy place, sometimes under steps, under stairs or something like that. After rain, they come up after rain. Little white things about this tall, sort of shaped like an umbrella.
I don't know that's.
Okay.
Is it a flower or something to eat or what?
Oh. Well, I guess you can eat some of them. I think you can eat them all. Grows up sometimes on a stump or on an old log, rotten log or something. But it's always in shade, it seems like. They always grow up in shade.
Well, I know what you're talking about, but I can't think. Some people eat some.
Yeah.
No, we never did.
I'd be afraid to.
Yeah. They don't look.
Don't look too great, yeah.
We used to call them a frog toad.
Okay. What do you call the things that are like that you can buy in the store that you can eat?
Well, I know.
Put it on me.
And I like them.
Yeah, they're good. Well, you can stop me if you think of it. Say a man has a sore throat, so that the inside of his throat's all swollen up, and you'd say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't
swallow.
Okay. He could chew it, but he couldn't
swallow it.
Okay. What kinds of things do people smoke?
Cigarettes?
Mm-hmm.
What else? Pipe?
Mm-hmm.
Cigar?
Okay. If somebody offers to do you a favor, you might say, well, gee, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be... What?